USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is about to make another push for Americans to get vaccinated against COVID-19. He's due to speak and outline plans that his administration is focused on regarding getting more shots in arms. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki outlining one of the things President Biden will be discussing.
Targeted community-by-community door-to-door outreach to get remaining Americans vaccinated by ensuring they have the information they need on how both safe and accessible the vaccine is.
Psaki not going into any details regarding how the door knockers will know who has been vaccinated and who has not. Tropical Storm Elsa is nearing hurricane strength. The National Hurricane Center says the storm now has winds of up to 70 miles an hour. A portion of the Florida Gulf Coast is now under a hurricane warning. Elsa currently 180 miles south of Tampa. USA Radio News.
Donald Trump is back with his Save America rallies, and Newsmax TV is covering them live. All other major cable networks won't carry them, but Newsmax will. Newsmax is fast becoming the number one choice for Americans who want to hear from President Trump. Newsmax is real news you can trust. You can get it on all major cable systems and streaming platforms. Newsmax even has a free app for your smartphone. So stay informed about Trump's rallies and big announcements by going to Newsmax.com and watching Newsmax TV. And make sure you sign up for Newsmax's Trump list. Get the latest on President Trump and his 2024 plans directly on your cell phone. Just text the word REMIND to 39747. That's REMIND to 39747. Help us take back America. Join the Trump list on Newsmax by texting REMIND to 39747. Big news is about to happen. Be the first to know with Newsmax. Send REMIND to 39747 now.
As more and more states relax some of their COVID-19 restrictions, not all restaurants will be ready for your next visit.
The big issue is the labor shortages, not to mention the pressures on the supply chain. Restaurant industry expert Chris DeRode is with SSCP Management, which currently owns or operates 60-plus commercial real estate properties. The 300-unit CC's Pizza brand, the Roy's Hawaiian Fusion fine dining chain, and hundreds of Applebee's and Sonic's.
There was a pizza place a couple weeks ago, someone told me about, a big chain, I'll leave them unnamed, who didn't have cheese. They're a pizza place. So there are significant issues happening out there with the supply chain.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Gas prices have stopped rising for at least a moment. AAA reporting the national average for a regular price of gasoline is $3.13 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A variant of COVID-19 is continuing to cause concern across the United States. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
As the Delta variant of the COVID-19 vaccine continues in the United States, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says the unvaccinated account for the virus's stronghold.
Approximately 1,000 counties in the United States have vaccination coverage of less than 30%. These communities, primarily in the Southeast and Midwest, are our most vulnerable.
The National Education Association pledged to teach critical race theory in all 50 states and across more than 14,000 school districts where the union operates. In addition, the nation's largest teachers union says they will dedicate a team of staffers to provide guidance on how to fight back against anti-CRT rhetoric. Cheryl Wonderchain is a teacher in Northern Virginia. She tells Fox News it's no surprise that unions are pushing CRT.
You know, these unions have really showed us their true colors over the past year with, you know, bullying the CDC into putting out guidance to keep the schools shuttered. Mm-hmm. And I had an opportunity to look at some of the agenda for the NEA meeting that just wrapped up. And, you know, there was nothing on there about, you know, increasing literacy or remediation for all the learning loss over the past year.
Mm-hmm. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.